Welcome to the Self-Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson.
Hey, Jenna. So I've been thinking a lot about gratitude this season and what people do with their kids with regards to all of the gifts they might be getting. But what about the whole giving and the whole gratitude? Do you have a plan that you do with your kids?
Yeah, we'd like to kind of talk about, yeah, that importance of gratitude and how we can bring that about in our, in this season, kind of a lot of times thinking about our, you know, our own self and what we want, but how to turn that around. So we do like a little gift exchange, and it's really sweet to see them be thinking about the other person. So with my three daughters, they do, you know, like put a name in a little hat and then they draw it out and then can be thinking about each other that way. And then even trying to take the focus on like what, as you can hear my little doggy in the background, but we just kind of, yeah, try to bring that focus on what we can do. Also little, you know, maybe like little things that throughout the day that might be helpful, like making your sister's bed or little tiny little like things that you can maybe have a cup of tea with your sister. So it can be little things that don't even cost any money. And then, yeah, so we've kind of started with that.
Yeah. I don't know if I read something, but I'm sure it was on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook, where I saw this idea of kids going and getting their own things, you know, from their toolbox. No, not toolbox, toy box. Kids have toy boxes. you know, going to the toy box and getting whatever it is, 10 things of theirs or whatever number. And it has to be of good quality. And they bring it into this box or into this bag, and it's to be donated and to given to somebody else, maybe taken to a woman's shelter where kids don't have any toys or wherever it can go. Even things like your coats and then donating it to the coat drive and things like that. But for whatever number it is that they could put in of good quality things, then they were subject to that many gifts coming back to them. Whether that be a gift of tea time with mom, manicure, where things are not necessarily going to cost additional money either, or it's literally something that you go out and you now buy that gift because the child is willing to let go of things. How do you think something like that would work?
Yeah, I love that idea to kind of think about our community as well. And so even along those lines, like we've done the homeless bags and just even have them already prepared like in the car to be given. And so it gives, yeah, children an opportunity to kind of see outside of their own experience in a way, right? Because they can't really do that unless we show them the way. And so guiding them to see that there could be opportunities to help others and in small ways too, and just be prepared for that. So I love the idea of the toy box, because they can see ways that they can kind of give, and it doesn't feel overwhelming for them. Otherwise, you know, a child could feel, you know, like there's not a way to help unless we create those little ways. So, yeah.
Right. And then also to value, you know, that one's gifts, one's ownerships, one's property still has the value, even if they are maybe aren't playing with it as often anymore, that we don't always have to have brand new things either. You know, like one of my favorite things is whatever was handed down from mom's closet, you know, and that was so exciting that it's now mine, you know. So I think that even just to give something to somebody and to be grateful with what that is, it's kind of like that same principle of when one of your children paints you a rock. You know, it's like, a rock, you know, but to be grateful with the energy that was put into it, the love that was put into it, because I noticed this season, this time of year creates a lot of similar energies. And that is sorrow for those who are no longer with us. And so we can get very easily caught up in that sadness. And then the other thing is consumerism. For what can I buy? What can I have? What's the special on this day, Black Friday or whatever? And we kind of lose sight of gratitude, because my personal experience, having lost many family members, and this season can get hard if I allow it to, is the more I focus on being grateful for the time I had, for the memories I shared, for the very fact that I missed them so much because their effect on me was so wonderful, feeling that kind of gratitude. And then with regards to consumerism, it's sometimes even the gift could just be shared time, because after losing so many people in my life, I realized the greatest asset is actually time, not money.
Such a good point. Gosh, and that got me thinking too, that recently my mom, we had all of the cousins kind of come on over there, and then there was about three, well, my three daughters were there, and then gosh, probably about 10 cousins or so. And it was in my old bedroom that I, grew up in. And she had a lot of these things that had been collected from my grandma, and also my old dolls, my porcelain doll collection, and just little old things. I loved old antiques. So there was like an old radio in there. And at first we thought it would just be mostly the girls that would want, some of the things in there. And when they came in there, they tagged their name and placed it on there. And my mom did this on purpose because she's kind of wanting to be like, okay, I want to give things that we already have that have meaning. Mm-hmm. And then she's just going to give them at random at times of birthdays or Christmas or just different mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. And so they tagged it, and it was really neat to see how there wasn't any fighting, that they all had such a wonderful time, playing dress up with these old time hats. And even the boy cousin, he picked out the old radio that I had. It was just, it was made to look like an antique, but it was a radio, and they just had a blast, and they created a little dance party and went into the room and just, turned up that radio, and even found a little rap station, and we're all just jamming. And so it just created like an opportunity for time. And it was special that there was, even an old locket that my grandma, that my oldest daughter, Malia, is going to have. So that's going to be something she'll get. And so it is all about time and being together and creating those memories. Yeah.
What a great thing, too, for your mom to be able to witness, because so often, when you leave something behind for somebody, it's because you're no longer here, and you don't get to know where it goes or how people are going to behave when they're saying, but I want this, and no, I want this. And so that was from a presence of gratitude, as well as the fact that she is here to kind of see the joy of what those would bring.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, I really appreciate having the insight too from a mom such as yourself as to how to bring forward shared time and gratitude during this season, that very principle is sometimes forgotten. We just seem to want more of what we don't have instead of being grateful for what we do have.
And I really loved your insight too about even around loss and how like the seasons can be challenging, and being thoughtful of that, and really talking about how that is something around these times. Sometimes we're just thinking about, all the fun and excitement, but it also can be a time of hardship for others. So even being thoughtful about when people have lost in their lives, and mm-hmm. how to kind of switch up the gears a little from consumerism to creating those memories.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining the self-study project, and our topic today was just brief on gratitude during the holiday season. We will talk to you next time. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection, with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson. Subjects cover holistic health, nutrition, yoga, philosophy, spirituality, astrology, parenting, relationships, conscious living, sustainable practices, and so much more. At no time does this podcast offer medical advice and is for educational purposes only. It remains your decision to pursue any information and do not hold your hosts or their guests liable. More information available at theselfstudyproject.com.